Dave and Dujanovic.
I got the best news over the weekend. I love it. I love it. Instagram and its sidekick Threads, which I'm on Threads. I never use Threads. I know more about Instagram. Of course, both owned by Meta. They are going to limit political content on their app. So you won't see as much of this garbage in your feeds. Love it.
Okay, there's a huge difference between limiting what's coming across in your feeds and the other part of the conversation where they are censoring certain posts. There's a huge difference because, for example, whether it's Instagram or it's X, you have a section that just gives you the feed of the people that you follow. And then you have a For You option where it just kind of sends you a bunch of videos or posts that they think you'll like. They're getting rid of the, this is what we think you'll like. They're getting rid of all the political posts.
The garbage.
That. Some people will see it as garbage.
You can get your political news anywhere. I get tired of having it everywhere.
You don't want it force-fed to you?
Well, I've always looked at Instagram, and it's probably from, you know, the early days of using Instagram as a place to post pretty pictures. Like it's like, you know, you go out to the Great Salt Lake and you capture a really awesome shot of a bird and you post that on Instagram and everybody loves it and we feel better about life. But unfortunately, what's happened over the years is that politicians have commandeered and also like political people who are just way too over the top on politics have commandeered these sites and they become not fun. And I was looking at the demographics on Instagram this morning. I was looking it up. I was curious, like, what are the demographics? Like, are the mainly women using it? And that's why Instagram is reacting to it. Like, are women sick of politics and we just don't want to see it anymore? And now Instagram, which I'm sure has done a massive amount of research on this. Media companies and social media companies do a ton of research on what their viewers and their listeners, their users want. They don't just, I'm going to wake up one morning and I'm going to pull the plug on political, you know, garbage that's posting all over Instagram. They do the research. And it's, the demographics really are split pretty evenly between men and women. So I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say we are all together as a mass, sick and tired of everywhere we turn, politicians and politics in our face, in our ears, in our brains. We want other stuff out of life. It's not as important as you're making it every single day. And by having it on every single platform all day long, we're done. We need you to, you know, tamp it down. And if you won't tamp it down, then what these sites are tamping it down for you.
Does it worry you at all that you've got Meta determining what you can and can't see?
No, I don't.
You trust them to,
well,
to feed you?
Well, here's the deal. They leave you an opt-out. So if I wanted to really, if I was just hungry to look at, you know, bald eagles on Instagram over bald men fighting out the latest political war, I could opt out of it. There's a feature to opt out of it and then say, oh, shower me with all this ridiculous political blah, blah, blah. Just shower me with all of the screaming from the Senate and the House and politicians on the campaign trail. Please, I want so much of that because my life is not full without it. I can push a button on Instagram and get right back in the middle of it. So it's almost like, I want to say it's like a negative option. They're automatically opting you out. And if you want to be opted back into it, maybe you think that's a positive option. You can do that, Dave. So they give you that option.
So how would you feel? You know, you clearly have this feeling toward the political side of things. That's not what you want in your feed. What if they started opting you out of other things? Like, you know what? You no longer are going to get comedians in your feed. You're no longer going to get movie trailers or upcoming news or news in general. Mm. Would you be okay with that? Them saying, you know what? We are going to remove all news stories from your feed.
Yeah, I would be. And I'll tell you why, because I can get it so many other places. I've always looked at Instagram as I said, as a place to post pretty pictures. And in the beginning, I thought this is kind of a safe haven because I get to see all of my friends' cute photographs of their kids, you know, their first day of school. I get to see the way that my friends are decorating their homes for the holidays. It's so awesome when they're celebrating a big win, maybe a graduation. But so much nasty stuff has commandeered Instagram that I've found myself staying off of it. And bingo, I think I just hit the nail on the head with why Instagram is experimenting. Maybe it's not an experiment. Maybe it'll be permanent with this. Is because they're probably feeling the sense that, or they're seeing some data that shows that people are staying away from Instagram because we're longing for an escape from the minutiae that's going on all day long. You're like, well, it's a big deal. We ought to know. Well, we do have to know, but when are we going to get an escape? And if the escape is you just have to shut off your phone and walk away from it, well, I'd also like an app that doesn't shove it down my throat every day. So this might be that app.
I think Instagram, they already offer that, right? With following. I can just click on my tab and say, I just want to look at posts from people that I follow. They don't put anything else in that feed. That is strictly who I am following. It's when you branch out, and TikTok is really the worst at this, where they don't really care who you follow. They're gonna like, oh, okay, we'll take that into consideration, but basically here's a steady stream of things we think you'll like. I think anytime they start picking and choosing what they will allow or not allow into feeds, I think that's a slippery slope that I don't like. Because sure, you might be celebrating politics today, but what if they get rid of news the next day? And you say, well, there's lots of different places where they can get the news. Well, yeah, but a lot of people go to social media for their news. That's how they consume media. And I think that's where it gets kind of dangerous, where they start picking and choosing what you can watch.
But you keep overlooking what I just said, and that is you can opt into it if that's what you want. They're not banning it. They're just giving you the option to opt into it.
Let me opt out of it. That would be better.
You want it in reverse.
Yeah, I want it in reverse. I don't want you to say, you've got to jump through all these hoops if you want this stuff. Make me jump through a few hoops if I want to censor myself.
Okay.
If I want to censor my own feed, let me choose. I don't like you choosing for me.
Okay. So just clicking a button is too much.
Well, it's not just clicking a button. I mean, it's steps, right? It's content preferences. Go to critical content. You know, you've got to know how the settings. You can't get lost in it.
So here's what you do: if you really want to opt into it, you got to go to your settings, under content preferences, click political content, and then choose the option to not limit political content. So there's three steps. I'll tell you what: we will load these steps on the KSL News Radio. .com. And guess what? When you download the KSL News Radio app later today, you'll be able to see this story there and walk yourself through these steps on how to get more political content on your Instagram feed. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. Go do it.